Excellencies, heads of state and government, Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, Director General, Food and Agriculture Organization, Dr. Jack Diouf, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to convey the greetings from the President of the United Republic of Tanzania and current Chairman of the African Union, His Excellency Jakaya Mrisho Kikwete, who would have liked to be with you at this major global summit on food security, but for other equally pressing international commitments. I'm honored and privileged to represent him. Honorable Chairperson, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to contribute to this conference. Outright, we support the purpose for holding this conference and we congratulate the Director General of FAO, Dr. Jack Diouf, and the 34th session of the FAO conference held in Rome in November last year for endorsing the proposal. Honorable Chairperson, I cannot emphasize enough the serious concern my country and Africa in general give to the prevailing food crisis and its effects on food security. The stability and the well-being of our states are greatly interlinked to the two. Our countries, after years of effects of underdevelopment, are now rising up to the economic growth and social development. On the average, the economic growth in Africa currently stands at about 6% per annum. This is no mean feat for many of us who had previously performed below this figure. This growth heralds hope for the people of my country and Africa. Unfortunately, this hope is endangered by the scenario the world has experienced in the recent years as a result of the food crisis and escalating fuel prices. In our countries, already more than 100 million people are suffering from hunger. The skyrocketing prices hit hard the poor people who are striving to move from abject poverty, and as a result, peace and stability around the world are threatened. Hence our need for concerted efforts to arrest the situation first before it worsens, as global indicators show. Honorable Chairperson, we recognize and appreciate the need for diversion of some food crops to good bioenergy production. But we stress that there must be a balance to ensure that the human food needs are not sacrificed. Today, about 1 to 4% of global cereal production is used for biofuel. The trend for taking away grain from the food chain to bioenergy is growing, and this is frightening, especially to low-income food importing countries that require food assistance. I appeal to the developed world to be more considerate and apply intensified research to secure alternative fuel sources. We recognize and take seriously the various important negotiations which have been going on vital agreements and conventions which are already in place, interestingly, in regard to climate change and trade-related issues. It is clear that Africa's agriculture is the most affected due to trade imbalances. We plead for proactive commitment to the international agreements. We need an equitable share of global trade. We are thankful to countries which have generously and quickly responded to emergency requests, and equally to those who were pledged to do so. Africa has for long been badly hit by climate change, and now the situation has been worsened by soaring food and fuel prices. While emergency actions are being taken, we also call for medium and long-term actions to tackle the African root cause of the problem, that is, production and productivity, which are exceedingly very low. We welcome the approach that is being taken by the UN agencies, and particularly FAO, IFAD, and WFP, to tackle the problem of hunger by supporting the small farmers with seeds, fertilizers, and other production and productivity enhancing inputs. Tackling key issues of irrigation, financial services, infrastructure, marketing, pre-harvest and post-harvest losses are essential elements to modernize our agriculture. We also urge our development partners and international financial institutions to give importance to these areas. In conclusion, Honorable Chairperson, let me reiterate that the long-term solution for agriculture in Africa lies in improvement of production and productivity. This is our architectural frame of the comprehensive African agricultural development, for which we need your continued support. We look forward to the positive conclusions and declaration of this very important global summit on world food security. I thank you very much for lending me your ears.